What is coming every day from?
I have a good one.
You have a good one? What is it?
As I've been practicing, I find my attention to morality is just increasing.
What? Yeah.
My attention to morality is to sila. And I'm becoming very attentive to not only what I'm doing here, but also what I've done in the past. And I just can't believe how many mistakes I've made. I've made so many mistakes. I've hurt many people.
What?
And hurt many people.
That's what they do.
Just over and over. And I'm wondering what you think about asking for forgiveness. And what that process, if you have any advice.
Yeah, I mean, if you hurt people, ask them for forgiveness, you know, within your heart, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, do that 3 times and then, but then let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah. Yeah? Because then the kilesas are coming in and using it, you know, to disturb you with your practice. So you ask them, you ask them for forgiveness, yeah? And forgive also other people who hurt you, yeah. Mm. It's the same thing, yeah. But don't do it over, yeah, over and over and over again, yeah. I mean, 3 times is more than enough.
In my heart.
Yeah, in your heart. Mm. You don't have to write them letters, huh? Don't. They might
don't.
Not even remember it.
Right.
Or don't send them SMS, yeah. I mean, nowadays. No. Now that is absolutely unnecessary. Because the communication goes from heart to heart, yeah. So we don't need all these things.
Wireless.
Huh?
Wireless.
No, it's not wireless. Yeah. It's a frequency that doesn't exist in this material world. Yeah, good, yeah. I mean, that is, you know, I mean, the practice taking form, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually, how morality becomes, even just like little actions become, you know, I wonder if some diva is watching or...
Yeah, of course they are. Especially here in the monastery. Yeah.
Hmm. And I have one other question about injustice.
Injustice?
Yeah, like... Sometimes I have a place that comes up, and it's really a strong reaction to some injustice, either that's to me or to humanity. And I feel like a lot of this, like, just like shame for humanity or something.
Yeah, that is not right, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you feel injustice towards you, I mean, forgive them whoever did unjust to you.
Right.
Yeah? But if you feel towards the humanity, then there's something behind it that, you know, concerns you. It has actually nothing to do.
Right.
I mean, we are really egotistical. I mean, even if you go to a hospital where a very sick person is, you know, and we feel so sorry for him, yeah. I mean, we actually feel sorry for us. Because we don't want to be in this situation. We don't even know how he feels. We assume, yeah, because we don't want to be in the situation, oh, he must feel terrible, but he might not even feel terrible. Yeah? And we always, you know, I mean, we throw out our own views, own opinions on other people. That's why we don't, never know, you know, how they really feel. Yeah? So look what is behind that, this injustice, yeah.
When thinking of wars and famines, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, this is terrible. You know, war is always terrible, yeah? Huh? I mean, it has been there all the time, yeah? I mean, human people come and fight, yeah? I mean, the fight already starts in your family. With your brothers and sisters, you know, and then with your parents, yeah? I mean, not so much in Asia, but especially in the West, yeah?
No, there's plenty.
There's plenty also in India.
Yeah.
That's where it starts, you know. And then it goes out in the community, you know, then the villagers, half of the villagers oppose the other villagers, you know, and then they fight, you know. Or the neighbors, you know, I mean, in Belgium, you know. I mean, the neighbors don't like the other neighbors, you know, and they go in court, you know, and sue them and so on. Nah? Nah? I mean, yeah, it's always there, you know. I mean, it's our dissatisfaction that is in our heart, you know. That's why we look, you know. I mean, if other people do something wrong and let our anger out on other people, yeah? Instead of, you know, correcting it within ourselves. Huh?
There's fighting out there because there's fighting in here.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't want to see that. Yeah. That's why we blame, yeah. That's why I said, you know, I mean, practices like, you know, I mean, when a child has a hand on fire, you know, and it's constantly burning, but it always looks out, you know, for looking for the reasons why it is burning, yeah. Yeah. And now meditation, you know, directs our view to the hand, you know, I mean, we automatically retract it, you know, and then there's no burning, yeah. And the burning that is in our heart, you know, I mean, if you see this injustice in the world, yeah, and our heart is burning, yes. I mean, when you feel compassion, utterly compassion, that is correct.
Hmm. Yeah.
But if you feel this injustice or the anger coming up, why do they do this, you know, I mean, then something is wrong within your heart.
Often they say that foreign policy, diplomacy, British war work, it's indicative of a war with domestic policies. So if they can't, you know, make the people, you know, follow the rules or do what the leader says, good look out and they make war. And I guess it's the same with humanity.
I mean, everything, you know, comes from humanity, comes from peace, yeah? I mean, even in heaven, they sometimes fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah. Yes? Yeah? I mean, there's a leader, you know, and some people are dissatisfied with the leader. They are much more polite, you know, than we are, you know. We are the worst being in the worst realm, yeah. That's why we can do so much terrible karma, yeah, that sends us to hell for 150,000 years, yeah. Or we can do some extremely good karma that sends us to heaven for 100 or 200,000 years, yeah. It's this human realm that is so dangerous, you know, in terms of karma, yeah. In the upper realms, you mostly, you know, use your merit, you know, just like you go on holiday until your money is gone, you know, and then you have to go back to working hall. You know? Or when you're in hell, you know, you use up your karma and then you come back to the human realm. But you produce more karma. And there's no end to it unless, you know, unless you make an end to it. Yeah, yeah, and now it is the proper time, yeah? Mm-hmm. Why wait around, yeah?
So this is work, basically.
What?
This realm is work. Going back to work.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't practice the Dhamma in the heavenly realms as much?
You can.
Yeah.
And but look at the people who are completely happy.
Right, right. Yeah.
Do they? They have very little dukkha, yeah. But they do have dukkha, but they have so little dukkha, you know, I mean, they, yeah. I mean, think about, you know, the people, you know, in the West, who are married happily, have good children, you know, have a nice job, have enough money, you know, I mean, they never come to practice. I mean, they don't feel the need to come to practice. That's why the Lord Buddha said, you know, the human realm is actually the jumping board. Hmm? That, you know, I mean, it's perfect, you know, for finding a way out. Because we have dukkha, we have sukha, yeah? We have both things, you know, we can look through it, yeah? That both sukha and dukkha is not, you know, I mean, there's a middle way, yeah? There's something, you know, that is beyond dukkha and sukha. But that, you know, I mean, that is most obvious in this realm, yeah? That's why the Buddhas are always human beings.
Right.
They are not born in heaven, yeah.
I want to ask you, because I have to bring my mind back constantly. And
yeah.
Sometimes, like yesterday, the place is really,
yeah.
You know, they knocked me out.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
And then I, you know, I get back in the ring, like you
yeah.
said. And then I got back in my meditation. But I want to ask you, what was your first week or month like?
This is the same, yeah. I mean, the first meditation course, after 5 minutes, my head was down there, I couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. how can I, you know? And then I looked up and the others were sitting like this, you know, and you have to do it. You have to do it. It's the same. Everybody goes through the same difficulties, yeah? And look, the Mahabodhi talked about it like, you know, I mean, when we start meditation or when we start practice, it is like a boxer, you know, who goes into the ring with a champion. I mean, he's knocked out, yeah? Huh? He's flowing, you know, he's going back, you know, and then he crawls up again, you know, goes in the ring, yeah, until he has developed more sati and sees how the champion knocks him out, yeah, and then he ducks, you know, and then that's the first, you know, the first victory. Oh, I can duck, you know, then he gets the next blow, yeah, until he can duck enough and then give a blow, and once the champion is knocked out for one, then he sees freedom.
How long will it take you from the start to when you put the blow? Because, I mean,
years!
And you laugh all the time, and I can't laugh. you look so relaxed because you've done so much work that you...
I mean, it's hard work, you know, I mean, I'm here, I'm a monk, you know, for 27 years, yeah? Huh? Or 28, I don't remember, yeah? Yeah, and before that I practiced 6 years, you know, and I practiced really tough, yeah. Everything, you know, I mean, that's why I said when I went in the world, when I was in the world and I started practicing, everything, you know, every opportunity I saw, I was practicing, yeah. When I was waiting for the bus, puto, 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 yeah, all, yeah, and then sati, anapanasati, yeah. When I was waiting this, yeah, and use the daily reflection to get rid of all this coarse stuff, you know? I mean, these troubles with other people, you know, in the evening, you know, I mean, I looked at it, you know, and saw, you know, what is the reason behind it, and then I tried to remedy it within myself. Yeah? I mean, it takes years, yeah? One thing, I mean, it comes within...
Yeah. Yeah?
I mean, you go to university, I mean, you have to study for years or 6 years to get a degree, yeah? Yeah, I think at least about this, you know? You might get your first degree within 6 years, yeah? But then the other degrees, you know, take a little bit of... But at least, you know, I mean, at least, you know, you open the door, you know, to the Teslas, yeah? And that means you're going. Yeah? Sooner or later you will be there, yeah? But if you don't open the door, you spin around like the hamster in the hamster wheel, yeah?
But I was just feeling that, I mean, what you... for me, because...
I mean, it's for everybody, it's hard. I mean, ask the others, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, fight a kilesas is the worst thing, yeah? I mean, think about, that's why Lukta Mahabho said, think about a boxer who knocks you out, you know, it's hard. I mean, you get bruised all over, yeah? Yeah? And sometimes he knocks you unconscious and you don't know what happens for the next 2 or 3 days, you know? You just lie there. Well, what happened? And then you wake up, what happened, you know? Yeah? And then you crawl up back in the ring. And that is the important thing, yeah? The moment you regain your consciousness, I mean, or awareness, then you go back in the ring, yeah, and fight it, yeah? And then he knocks you out, okay, yeah? And then after a while you get used to it, you know, I mean, you regain your awareness much quicker, yeah? And then you can go more often and you can observe, you know, better.
While it's happening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, I have one more question. I started today with some of the super practice. I tried to cut off my hand and visualize it, but I'm nowhere near visualizing it yet.
Not yet, yeah, definitely.
Another question. How many times a day should I practice this kind of...
It depends on your calmness, yeah, that you attain, yeah. I mean, this visualization goes much quicker if you have sati, yeah. I mean, if you don't have so much sati, you don't do it, yeah. I mean, not more than an hour a day. If you have good sati, you know, I mean, you can do it 2 hours, yeah. And if you can very easily drop into samadhi, then you can do it even more, yeah. You have to have this balance, yeah? It is like working, you know? When you sleep only 2 hours, I mean, you cannot work, yeah? I mean, you get, you know, I mean, you work for half an hour and then you're, you know, I mean, yeah? It's the same. Sleep, yeah, samadhi, you know, it's resting the body, it's resting the mind, yeah, and then the work is the investigation, the supra. And for some people it is very easy to visualize, but for myself it was very difficult. It took me 9 months, you know, of very intensive practice to be able to see something, you know, that is within myself, yeah. So, I mean, don't give up, yeah. Sooner or later, yeah. I mean, yeah. Where there is a will, there is a way, yeah. Yeah. And we forget that, you know, I mean, because, I mean, we want these things instantly now, yeah. Especially the young generation, yeah. Yeah, and you're young, you know. I mean, you had to result, you know, instantly. Yeah.
It's like we're being told that by 28, by 25, we have to do this, we have to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I was much luckier, you know, at that time, you know, it was not, yeah, yeah. Not that fast, yeah. We didn't have computers, we didn't have, you know. I mean, we still had these machines, you know, where we calculated with this.
Batten.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. We didn't have, you know, computers, or we didn't have calculators, you know, nothing, yeah. At university level, I mean, we were allowed to have a calculator, yeah. Before that, you know, I mean, nothing, yeah. Computers, you know, I mean, I studied, and then the first personal computers came in, yeah. So I mean now you have the power of this computer that 300 people in the university was working on, you have in your pocket. So whatever you want to know, you can instantly know. Yeah, I mean we had to go to the library, go through the cards, index cards, you know, to look, and then go to the find the book, you know, and then read it, you know, and take a note, yeah, and. This takes time, yeah. So people didn't expect the results on the next day, you know. I mean, it took us time, yeah. To write our thesis, you know, things like that, yeah. But now you just cook it. Yeah. And it's the same with practice. It takes time, yeah. Don't think you can't do it, you know, because it's the Kilesa's telling you, yeah. And even if it is, you know, I mean, even when the Kilesas tell you it's tough, yeah? Well, what is tough? Yeah? Then look at your body. What is tough? You know, I mean, my hands are still there, my head is still there. What is tough? There's actually nothing tough. But somebody tells you, and you believe it. Yeah? Why don't you say, you know, I sometimes say, go to hell, you know? I mean, but they don't. They send us to hell and they wait for us to come back.
Well, we only just start questioning it. I mean, I've only just started questioning it very recently.
Yeah.
A few months ago when I started listening to your talks and you said, you know, I want to go to sleep. Okay, you go to sleep, I'll meditate.
Yeah.
That was the first time I was like, that's possible.
Yeah, of course it is possible. Yeah.
And so, I mean, yeah, I'm like a newborn baby in this, right? Yeah. You know, and I've learned to walk, I've learned to...
Yeah. This is the same as me. Everybody, you know, starts the same way, yeah. Some people who have practiced very good in the past, for them it comes back easier, yeah. Just like we learned a language, and we haven't used it for a while, you know. So when we learn it anew, you know, it comes back very easy, yeah. So is it with the meditation practice, yeah. But you're all of you have practiced in the past. In the previous years, yeah. So, I mean, if you put your effort, you know, if you put a lot of effort now, I mean, all the past results will come back, you know. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You would be in kindergarten. Yeah. Nobody in his right mind will start, you know, with being interested in Buddhism, comes to a practicing monastery where there is no, yeah. Where there's only practice, yeah? You have to think about kindergarten where you learn, you know, words and things like that, and I mean, you have these stories of the Buddha, you know, I mean, these pictures, you know, animation, yeah? And then you go to primary school and secondary school. Only in high school you start a little bit of practice, you know, maybe 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, yeah? But when you go to university, you don't need to study anything anymore about the Buddhist religion, yeah? I mean, you're there only to practice, yeah? That's it, yeah? And you don't come, you know, people don't come, yeah? They just don't come, you know, who have no idea about Buddhism, yeah? People who come here, you know, are interested in practice, yeah? They've done their share of work in hundreds of previous lives, yeah? I mean, it takes a long, long time, you know, to get down to practice, yeah? Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah, in the next life, a little bit, maybe more, yeah, and then a little bit, maybe. I mean, think about the people, your comrades, that you work together, you know, I mean, they're not really interested. If they're interested, you know, they listen to you for 5 minutes, and then ask for the next kind, you know, where is the next restaurant? Yeah.
How is the food?
How is the food?
I've had that conversation so many times. I don't care anymore.
How is the food? How are the women in how are the women in Philippines? Yeah. How are the women in India? Yeah. North India and South India. How are they
compared to the Philippines?
She's good looking. You said that 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand? Okay.